Hi everyone, welcome back to day two of our Cheer Chin article. I am Christopher with A Plus English.
And I'm Laura.
Woo! So the last time we spoke with you, yesterday, we started talking about Cheer Chin. And she is a Taiwanese musician.
Right, she's quite shy.
She's quite shy, yeah, because she stays away from the cameras.
Right, but she's very, very popular.
Yes.
昨天我们就开始有看到这个陈绮贞哦，她有聊到，虽然她非常的低调，但是呢，其实她的粉丝们还是非常的爱她。原来呢，她很小的时候呢，妈妈就送她去学这个钢琴。那之后呢，她也带她的作品到垦丁啊，然后那时候就已经非常受大家欢迎，而且她那时候只有在大学哦，在 college 的时候，她就已经这么的棒哦。Well, let's find out more about her today in our article.
All right.
A free spirit. Cheer Chin.
Today, Cheer tries to create different styles of music. She is not afraid of experimenting with new sounds. She and her band, The Verves,explore the world of electronic music. The new sound is very different from Cheer's signature folk music. Yet, it shows the diversity of her taste and talent. With all her success, Cheer is still very humble and diligent. She pays great attention to each performance.So her fans can leave with the best memories. What will Cheer do next? It's hard to say. Cheer is a free spirit and will always march to the beat of her own drum.
Word power!
Different. Different. Lisa gets a different haircut every 6 months. Lisa gets a different haircut every 6 months. Diligent. Diligent. Workers at the factory are diligent and do a good job.Workers at the factory are diligent and do a good job. Memory. Memory. Greg has many good memories from his summer vacation. Greg has many good memories from his summer vacation. Spirit. Spirit.Some people think their spirits never die. Some people think their spirits never die.
Today, Cheer Chin tries to create different styles of music.
Wow! 所以呢，现在呢，陈绮贞呢，她试图创作不同的音乐类型哦。
Right, so today doesn't mean like right now today, but like...Currently.
Right.
Yeah, so currently, she tries to create different styles of music.
That's true.
Now, we use the word different. And different means not the same as someone or something. Not like someone or something else, especially. So, if I have vanilla ice cream, it's different than chocolate ice cream.
Ah.
They're both ice creams, but they have different flavors.
I see.Different 呢，其实就是不同的这样子意思、哦。它的拼法是 different。那但相反词呢，就是 the same，same， 就是一样的意思哦。那一般我们会用 different than，OK，or you could say different from， 这样子也是 OK 哦。For example， the movie was different than I expected。意思就是我看了这部电影，可是我觉得。它好像跟我预期的有一点不同诶，不一样这样子意思。Okay, let's continue read. Oh, how do you use this word in a sentence?
Okay,、
Chris?
Well, Lisa gets a different haircut every 6 months. Lisa gets a different haircut every 6 months. So that means、
wow.
maybe in January she gets her haircut, and it's long and she just gets a little cut off. And mm-hmm. then maybe 6 months later, in June, she gets it all cut off and it's short like mine. So it's wow. different each time.
Okay, so Lisa 每六个月就换不同的发型。
Alright, so back to the article. Mm-hmm. She is not afraid of experimenting with new sounds.
Oh, 这里是说陈绮贞呢，她不害怕实验新的曲风。那这里呢，我们看到 afraid 的用法，通常我们会用 be afraid of something, 或者呢 afraid 还有其他的用法哦。我们也可以说 be afraid that, 然后免结子句。想要知道更多有关 afraid 的用法， we'll have to ask teachers from...英文快一通。
英文
快一通
，Oh yeah！
大手来，把头摇一摇，手肘撩，就停止摇。我是姑姑，我不怕。I'm not afraid of you。
究竟一直采收这些姑姑是想炖香菇鸡汤吗？明天同一时间，请继续收看《玫瑰随便演》。
Are you really not afraid, Miss Mushroom？ 当我们说害怕、恐惧的时候，你就可以用 be afraid 或是 feel afraid。所以像刚刚姑姑说我不怕，就是 I'm not afraid。 但如果你要说是害怕某样东西或是害怕做某事，需要用 afraid of something 或是 afraid to do something。 举例来说，我个人呢、啊、是超怕狗的，每次在路上看到狗就一定要绕一大圈哦。那就说 I feel very afraid of dogs。这里就是用 of 来介绍让你害怕的东西，或者呢，你和我相反啊，一点都不怕狗，所以你就可以说 I'm not at all afraid to be around dogs. I'm not at all afraid to be around dogs. 这句就是用 afraid 来加上 to do something. 另外呢 ，afraid 还可以有一个用法是加上子句，来表示担心、害怕某种情况，或者是委婉的表达一些可能让人家难受的事情哦。比方说 ，The baseball players are afraid it will rain tomorrow.The baseball players are afraid it will rain tomorrow. 所有的棒球员啊都担心明天会下雨呢，这就是表达担心的情况。I'm afraid that you didn't pass the exam. I'm afraid that you didn't pass the exam. 我恐怕你的考试没有及格耶，这就是委婉的表达，因为怕直接说你考试不及格会让人家太受伤而采取的委婉的说法哦。好，最后再复习一下 afraid 的用法。 Be afraid 或是 feel afraid 是感到害怕，Afraid of something 或者是 afraid to do something 是表示你害怕某物或者是害怕去做某事，而 afraid 后面还可以加上子句哦，可以用来表达你担心的情况或者是较委婉的说法。好啦，那我们时间又到了哦，再见，拜拜。
欢迎收看玫瑰随便演。
I am not afraid of you， 就算你采收了一个我，还有千千万万个我。 We are not afraidWe are all brave mushrooms.
All right, we also saw experiment, like she experiments with new sound. It means to try something in order to discover what it is like or find out more about it. So scientists do experiments to figure out things.
Yes.
And Cheer experiments with new sounds, meaning she likes to try different instruments.To make her music sound new or refreshing. It's the same way a painter might experiment with different colors.
That's true. Okay, 所以其实像作家有时候想要尝试或是实验不同的曲风呢，这时候我们就要用到这个字 experiment， 就是尝试这样子的意思。像是如果你在画画的时候，你也可以尝试不同的画风或是不同的风格哦。And how do we use experiment in a sentence?
Well, here it is. Bob is experimenting with different coffees to see which one is best for him. Bob is experimenting with different coffees. That means he's trying them different ones.
Right.
He's drinking this one and this one to see which one is the best for him.
所以 Bob 呢在实验不同种类的这个 coffee 咖啡，还这个看看到底哪一种的咖啡比较适合他哦。
All right, she and her band, The Verse,、explore the sound of electronic music.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，陈绮贞跟她的乐团就叫做 The Verse， 他们怎么样探索，也就是 explore electronic music 是什么呢？就是电子音乐的这个世界哦。
Okay, and this new sound is very different from Cher's signature folk music, which would just be folk music is when someone just plays a guitar and they kind of sing about living in different areas.
哇，真的耶，电子音乐，这样子的新音乐哦，这个它感觉跟陈绮贞式的独特，就 signature 的民谣这个风格，真的是完全截然不同哦。
Yet it shows the diversity of her taste and talent.
True. 不过呢，然而呢，这里我们看到 yet 在一个句首，它其实就是有转折语气，跟 however 这样子的意思也是差不多。所以呢，虽然陈绮贞尝试很不同的风格，不过这也展现出呢她多样化的音乐的品味跟天分。这里我们看到的 diversity 就是多样化的意思，而 talent 当然就是指天分这样的意思哦。
And with all her success, Cher is still very humble and diligent.
然而呢，这个陈绮贞她的成就是非常的非凡。但是呢，他仍然呢是非常怎么样 ？humble 就是很谦虚，而且呢，他非常的 diligent. What does that word mean?
Diligent means showing care and effort in your work or duties. Diligent is spelled D-I-L-I-G-E-N-T.
Okay, diligent 一般我们有这个勤勉的啊，或者是勤奋的这样的意思。那它是个形容词，那大家都会看。通常会联想到这个非常努力工作的工人 a diligent worker. 那不过这里呢，我们讲的是陈绮贞，她非常的认真。
Okay, so here's an example sentence. Workers at the factory are diligent and do a good job.
Workers at the factory are diligent and do a good job. 工厂里的工人，这个工厂就是 factory， 他们都非常的勤奋，而且呢都会做好他们的工作。
All right, she pays great attention to each performance, so her fans can leave with the best memories.
所以呢，陈绮贞她对每一个表演都极度的用心哦，所以呢，这个粉丝在表演结束之后呢，都会带着美好的回忆，然后散场离开。
All right, memory is a thought of something that you remember from the past. Okay, so memory is spelled M-E-M-O-R-Y. M-E-M-O-R-Y, memory.
Okay, memory 呢，它在这里是当作名词来用，就是指回忆的意思。OK, 那我们通常可能会有好的回忆啊，就是 good memories, or we could talk about a bad memory, 就是不好的回忆。那如果要讲到一个某一个年代的一个回忆，像是呢童年的回忆，你就可以用 childhood memories, 就是童年时候的回忆啦。
Right, so example is Greg has many good memories from his summer vacation.Our example is Greg has many good memories from his summer vacation.
Greg 在他的这个 summer vacation 就是暑假呢，拥有许多美好的回忆。
Right. So, do you have a favorite memory?
Yeah, I was really happy as a child. I think I told you that before. I was in Australia then, and I really loved my life there and all my friends. I miss them. Now, you know, talking about all these great childhood memories.Okay, anyway, let's continue and read the article.
Yeah, no problem. What will Cher do next? It's hard to say.
Okay, 接着课文就说，那么陈绮贞的下一步要做什么呢？ It's hard to say. 这句话的意思就是，这很难说哦。
Cheer is a free spirit. That means she does whatever she wants, uh-huh. and will always march to the beat of her own drum.
Ooh,
the beat of your own drum means kind of like you set the path for what you want to do.
Okay, 所以其实这里在说陈绮贞她的个性是属于那种很自由的、很率性的，而且呢，她有她自己的不同的做法。我们这里先来看一下。Spirit.
Right, spirit. It's the part of a person that includes their mind, feelings, and character rather than their body.
Okay.
So, spirit.
Okay, spirit 呢在本课有着精神或是意志这样子的意思哦，它是一个名词。
All right, I will spell spirit and then give you an example sentence. Spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, spirit.Some people think their spirit never die. Some people think their spirits never die.
Okay, 有一些人相信呢，他们的精神永在。那有时候呢，像是 I want to talk about something more. Team spirit, it's
okay.
really important.
Yes, it is.
就是团队的精神，像在很多运动啊，或是团队的一些活动，我们要有这个很好的这个团队精神哦。And I also want to talk about march to the beat of somebody's own drum. Okay, 它其实呢，这句话呢，就是有着率性而为这样子的意思啦。所以呢，就是陈绮贞她的个性就是可能她比较多变，然后还有一些比较 flexible， 还比较多变化的，那她也很自由的随心所欲。
Do you march to the beat of your own drum?
Pretty much, I do. What about you?
I think I...do some days and some days I might not, but I think mostly I do.
Okay. Well, I guess it's now time for our wrap up.
All right. Oh, wow. I've learned so much about Cheer Chen that I not only want to go on YouTube and hear some of the songs, like her performances, like live ones, but I kind of want to go see her in concert.
You really should. She's really, really, really good. And she has lots and lots of fans. All the people I know of.They love Cheer Chen's music, and her, too.
Have you been to her concerts before?
I have. She's really good. Okay, 那在这里呢，我还要补充一下，其实陈绮贞她真的是非常棒的一个歌手呢。那像是呢，她近期呢，据说她还有一个，她有一个计划，就是她希望大家呢，她有一个书的募书的计划，可以邀请大家可以捐出一些books 一些书给谁呢？给屏东的八八风灾的儿童，让他们可以完成一座儿童的图书馆。So this is something I read about Cheer Chen. She's actually asking. It's on a campaign. She wants everyone to donate books for some kids who are suffering from a disaster. Yeah.
Chinese or English ones?
It could be both, I guess.
Because I have English books.
Okay.
I don't have too many Chinese ones.
Yeah.
But donate books, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Fun with phrases.
March to the beat of somebody's own drum.
March to the beat of somebody's own drum.
Dana, thanks for inviting us.
I'm glad you guys could make it.Here, have a seat.
I think we should go and help her.
No, she'll get angry. She marches to the beat of her own drum anyway.
Here.I'll help you with that.
Thanks, Hero. But I'm doing fine.
They never listen. They march to the beat of their own drums, too.
You sure? You have so many extra set of hands.
Don't bother me. I can't march to the beat of your drums.
A plus 小聚会。
Hi everyone, 我是 Evita。 I'm so thrilled to see you.
耶、yeah, 好开心好兴奋又跟同事们见面了。
嗯，不过我好像有点开心过头了。是这样的，刚刚我说的句子是 I'm so thrilled to see you. I'm so thrilled to see you. 意思是看到你真是太欣喜若狂了。相信各位同学多少有追星的经验。那不知道各位同学们有没有参加过他们的演唱会或是签唱会呢？其实啊，我个人觉得演唱会除非是买到很前面的位置，不然看到喜欢的歌手小小的人影，但是能和偶像面对面，全身起鸡皮疙瘩，紧张兴奋开心到想要尖叫的感觉，有以上的镜头我这边为你们诊断。 You must be so thrilled to see them. You must be so thrilled to see them. 那在这边我们看到一个单字 thrilled， 形容词，极为兴奋的。那么它的动词就是 thrill， 有兴奋、惊动、毛骨悚然、颤抖等等很多的意思。不过同学们，你不觉得刚刚我所说的那些形容词全部加总起来就是很符合 thrilled 这个形容词的感觉吗？ Then I hope you guys will be so thrilled to see me next time. A Plus 小聚会下次见咯，拜拜。
A free spirit.Cheer Chen.
Today, Cheer tries to create different styles of music. She is not afraid of experimenting with new sounds. She and her band, The Verse, explore the world of electronic music.The new sound is very different from Cheer's signature folk music. Yet, it shows the diversity of her taste and talent. With all her success, Cheer is still very humble and diligent. She pays great attention to each performance, so her fans can leave with the best memories.What will Cheer do next? It's hard to say. Cheer is a free spirit and will always march to the beat of her own drum.
Different. Different. Lisa gets a different haircut every 6 months. Lisa gets a different haircut.Every 6 months. Diligent. Diligent. Workers at the factory are diligent and do a good job. Workers at the factory are diligent and do a good job. Memory. Memory. Greg has many good memoriesFrom his summer vacation. Greg has many good memories from his summer vacation. Spirit. Spirit. Some people think their spirits never die. Some people think their spirits never die.